This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, you've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We've also got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. For those of you just tuning in, to bring you up to speed, in the last hour, Chris, you were sharing a story from the New York Times about a case out of Georgia, the state of Georgia in the U.S., where a man has been spending quite a bit of his time, I think approximately a decade of his life, he has spent putting the annotated versions of the Georgia statutes online as a, you know, service to the people, right? Like a service to the average person. I believe he's not charging for access to these files. And I don't know what he's doing, if he's scanning them in page by page or exactly how it is that he's going about this. But they've decided not only do they want to put a stop to him for so-called copyright violation, which seems confusing, because as you pointed out in the last hour, aren't all things produced by state governments supposed to be copyright-free? How is it that this has copyright applied to it? Is it something about the annotated version of the statutes that has
it an exclusion?
It
is, and that's about what we're going to get into right now.
Yeah, so tell me more.
Yeah, the state, through a legal publisher, makes the statutes themselves available online.
Through a legal publisher, which is what I was suggesting earlier.
And it has said it does not object to Mr. Mullimode doing the same thing. But people who want to see other materials in the books, the state says, must pay the publisher.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's kind of exactly, you know, what they're arguing. It's basically, okay, well, sure, the law is, you know, not copyright, but because we're adding things to the sides, the notes, basically, all of a sudden you can't publish it and make it available for free online. This is part of a disturbing trend, according to a new law review article, Who Owns the Law? Why We Must Restore Public Ownership of Legal Publishing. A law professor and librarian at Mercer University in Macon, Georgia, and
Macon.
David Hansen.
Hansen.
Okay. A librarian at Duke. It will be published in the Journal of Intellectual Property Law. The states have struck deals with legal publishers, the article said.
Legal publishers like Municode. If you've ever seen, like, the city of Keene, they put their code up on this website. Municode, that's not a government-run site. It's run by one of these legal publishing groups, which is, of course, run by attorneys. And these guys, you know, charge the various different state governments and local governments whatever exorbitant fees they're charging them to, you know, for the service of keeping their statutes and their ordinances available online, searchable and updated, right? So when they pass some new stupid law like they did recently with the, where they're banning the use of nicotine products under the age of 21 here in Keene, when new things get passed, they pass them along to the Municode people, or, you know, whichever group it is that publishes that, and they take care of it for the state.
See, what would make a lot more sense would be for the state to just put the published version, the official version, online where anybody can download it, and then anybody who wants to publish copies of it as
Rich,
a book is welcome to download and
That's too hard for a bureaucrat, man.
It's doing
that. They got to outsource that to somebody who's actually competent in the publishing world.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how competent
all
these people are.
All of the New Hampshire compiled laws with annotations are online.
Are you sure about that?
The RSAs, yeah, I look them up all the time.
There's annotations there?
I don't ever recall seeing
there are annotations in the document like this part of it was repealed in this year and
that
sort of thing. It may not be the same level of annotation. It does contain some annotations.
I think by annotation,
I don't think any of them are written by third parties.
I'm pretty sure that you have to pay for the annotations in New Hampshire, and I think it's basically annotations in this context is basically notes about case law and things of that nature that will change the meaning of the words in the law itself. So, and it's very important to have that in order to defend yourself. If you don't have that, you're going to have trouble defending yourself.
Although they do call it revised statutes annotated. That's what RSA stands for in New Hampshire. So you're right.
Oh, that is interesting.
There are some annotations in there, some notes about what was repealed and when. But I think that Chris is right that the actual, like, lawyer's annotated version goes deeper with case
Because
citations.
Until you read the case law in relation to certain aspects of the law,
you don't actually
know what it means. And there could be different meanings in different states for the exact same quotable text.
That's crazy.
That is exactly the same. And yet they have two different meanings because there's two different states and there's two different sets of case law.
But to call this terrorism... I mean,
that's the most ridiculous thing I've
I can
ever
understand
heard.
The argument. I disagree with the argument, but at the very least, I can understand where they're coming from when they say it's a copyright violation because they're saying that the annotations are the copyrighted portion, and so therefore that's what they're saying is violating. But to say that that is an act of terrorism, I don't know if anybody's going to bother to try.
I want to know who's afraid of somebody publishing the. You know,
I don't think they're maybe they are afraid.
Isn't that a critical component of terrorism?
Yeah.
Like somebody has to be afraid, or at least the person had to intend to create
does it
fear.
Say exactly what they charged him with. I mean, terrorism in and of itself isn't a criminal child.
I mean, we're beyond that. I think we're beyond that at this point, as far as we're literally arguing. It sounds like. It's something to the Supreme Court that it's terrorism.
Was he charged criminally? I mean, with terrorism?
It sounds like, I mean, I don't know, but the way this is being worded, it sounds like it's a civil type of case where they sued him. But I don't know. Sort of more like the King case.
Did they sue you for terrorism?
I would think
you would think that would be a criminal thing, but it sounds like they like sued him and somehow they're calling it terror. I don't know. Unfortunately, I mean, maybe it tells us more in the article. I may have read this article already.
Yeah, feel free to share more if you've got more to share.
States have struck deals with legal publishers, the article said, that have effectively privatized the law. Publishers now use powerful legal tools to control who has access to the text of the law, how much they must pay, and under what terms, the article said. Yeah, I mean, it's expensive, basically.
I bet it is.
It's very expensive.
Anything in law is expensive.
To get your hands on the information that you need to defend yourself. And this is why you need a lawyer, because the lawyer
pays
huge sums of money to these publishers so that they can have access to all of the information they need in order to know what the law is.
Another one's called LexisNexis.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Another one.
I'm trying to think, who was it that got who committed suicide when they prosecuted him?
That was not LexisNexis.
The programmer,
wasn't it?
I thought
it was. Yeah.
It was TJ the Spy's friend.
Yeah, I remember who you're talking about. But,
yeah, Bob knew his brother, actually. I'm trying to think his name.
He was the Reddit guy, right?
Yeah, the Reddit guy.
I don't remember his name. Sorry.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but on the tip of my tongue right now is Ross, because we were just talking about Ross. But, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is some pretty crazy stuff.
So basically, the state of Georgia is going to bat for this publisher.
Yeah.
Instead of the publisher suing, which is strange, right? Because the publisher has the deal. They're the ones that have the legal publisher, whoever they are that Georgia's working with. They're the ones that have the contract. Wouldn't you think they'd be the ones that would bring the suit?
Yeah, normally the FBI actually does the investigation of copyright infringement claims. Well, that's what it says at the beginning of all my DVDs.
That's true. But now who's publishing that? Not the FBI. That's being published by the movie producers.
Huh.
Yeah, the annotations include descriptions of judicial decisions interpreting the statutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that they're saying is basically under copyright, which just seems absurd.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, it is absolutely outrageous. Only a very bad lawyer would fail to consult. No lawyer is going to not consult them. I mean, because you wouldn't be able to. You wouldn't know what the meaning of a statute is without consulting the case law. And that's exactly what those notes are on. It's on the case law, basically.
We got more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe the company that's the legal publisher isn't going after him because they want them charged with this terrorism charge. I mean, obviously, you can't charge somebody with terrorism unless you're the state government in this case. So we'll learn more if there's more to share. I suspect that you have a little more, Chris. Do you?
Yeah.
All right. There's more on the way. It is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. 3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
Still trying to figure out exactly how they're equating posting legal documents online with terrorism.
I completely finished reading this story, and there is nothing in here that would lead to an explanation as
there's no comment from the state bureaucrats.
Now, where did the title come from? Was that a Facebook
title?
No,
this is not a false title. This is not a misleading title. This is a quote in the New York Times story that the state is calling it terrorism.
It's in the headline of the New York Times story.
It's not just in the headline. It's a quote from the state.
Right.
So it's not some, you know, out there headline to, clickbait. It's actually in a quote in the story.
And also, by the way, I pulled up Carl Malamud. This is the person who's being sued or being charged. Yeah, sued, actually, according to the New York Times.
Which implies that it's not criminal. It's a civil suit. Yeah.
Being sued by the state of Georgia for posting their statutes along with annotations. Just one thing here.
Yeah.
On his Twitter, at Carl Malamud, that's CarlMalamud, the first comment from Sean Fosmere says, "The New York Times article suggests annotations by law publishers are involved. It fails to mention a crucial point highlighted by the 11th Circuit. The annotations in question were, quote, authored by the Georgia General Assembly and made an inextricable part of the official codification of Georgia's laws." So this guy, and he's saying the 11th Circuit Court's saying, this isn't even the law publisher's annotations. This is the state of Georgia.
Wow. Yeah, so that makes it even more
outrageous.
Outrageous. Absolutely.
Georgia be crazy.
Yeah, so I think there's this little bit here that's important to demonstrate just how insane this is to people. So, for instance, Georgia has a law on the books making sodomy a crime. An annotation tells the reader that the law has been held unconstitutional insofar as it criminalizes the performance of private unforced non-commercial acts of sexual intimacy between persons legally able to consent. However, the professor tells her law students to be sure to consult the annotations in Georgia's official code. When you go to a statute, you see the language of the statute, but that doesn't necessarily tell you the meaning. She said, you go to the annotations, which leads you to the court's decisions, where the judges actually tell you what the words mean. And the ruling for Mr. Malamud, the appeals court made a similar point. The annotations clearly have authoritative weight in explicating and establishing the meaning and effect of Georgia's law. So, I mean, basically, the annotation in this particular case, it must be further down somewhere here, basically says that this has been ruled unconstitutional.
Right, this law
but
is
if you
no
don't,
more.
Right, if you don't have those annotations and you just have the law, you are going to be fighting a case where you're arguing against the law, but if you don't say, hey, this has been ruled unconstitutional in court, then you are basically going to lose your case, and you're going to be found guilty of a crime that's not even a crime anymore. So, yeah.
Just for lack of knowledge.
And that's why reading law is so important. Like my machete case, if I hadn't read the law and the precedent, I never would have known that, A, I hadn't broken any law when I got arrested, and B, how to beat it.
And you did.
Yeah, I did beat that one.
Yeah, this is just absolutely insane. So, yeah, I mean, basically, the argument here is it's pretty clear, I think. It shouldn't be. And
still no indication of why this is terrorism.
Did it use the word terrorism at all
in the article you found, Ian?
I haven't looked at any article about it. I'm on Carl Malamud's Twitter just seeing what he's saying here.
Okay.
There's not really anything here about terrorism either.
It's just a quote from the state. If the Supreme Court allows the question in 2020, the consequences will be vast because the census is the foundation of American government and society. And Wendy Weiser, a lawyer with the Brennan Center for Justice, which filed a brief supporting the challenges, it will impact everything, she said, from the allocation of political representation and power to the allocation of federal funds. I think I got past the story or something.
I did find something here from 2015. So this takes you back to when he was originally sued. So mm-hmm. now he's kind of, the case has moved on. It's moved through an appeals court. He won at the appeals court level. This is from the Register over in the UK. Just, the headline here, U.S. state of Georgia sues terrorist for publishing its own laws on the Internet. Down in the story, the word terrorism appears here. The state of Georgia's filing points to a little more animus than concerns over scanned documents. In particular, it uses a quote of Malamud's from an article in 2009 in which he talked about committing, quote, standards terrorism, unquote, to actually accuse Malamud of committing a form of terrorism, quote, consistent with its strategy of terrorism, defendant freely admits to the copying and distribution of massive numbers of plaintiffs' copyrighted annotations, reads the lawsuit in part. So I guess he called himself a standards terrorist, and so they are now taking that term and running with
it. Which is like more or less calling yourself a grammar Nazi.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he describes himself on his Twitter. I don't know if I can pull that up again here.
And this is why they say remain silent when talking to cops.
This is just something he tweeted
Yeah, I think he just put that out there. He calls himself an archivist. This is his description, self-description on Twitter. Archivist, usually civil servant, founder of public.resource.org. I'm sorry, I thought it was publicresource.org. It's public.resource.org. So apparently he owns resource.org, which is a pretty nice URL. Open source America's operating system, he says. He also calls himself a code Swaraj, which is an ancient Sanskrit term, which means self-rule. Self-rule. Swaraj. I'm surprised we haven't heard of that one before. Swaraj can generally mean self-governance or self-rule, and was used synonymously with home rule by, the Maharishi and Mohandas Gandhi, but the word usually refers to Gandhi's concept for Indian independence from foreign domination. Sounds like we'd get along with this guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
If he's in favor of self-rule, and he's actually apparently out traveling the world as we speak. So, interesting case. I'm glad you brought it to our attention, Chris.
Yeah, there's just one last little part that... My phone is acting up. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to get to it. But yeah, I mean, basically, it's just an insane case where they appear to be kind of taking words out of context and calling him a terrorist.
I wonder if he's been ordered to take down, by the judge in the case. If the has he been ordered to take down the Georgia statutes with the annotations, or are those still available? Can you still go and
that's an interesting question
and download them?
I think they would be available at this point because he did win, and so they're appealing it. But he did win, so
good
unless
point.
There's some good reason, I would not think that they would have
unless
to remain down.
Yeah, unless there's some order that's been given to stop that.
Yeah.
All right, more on the way. You can share your thoughts. Our toll free number is 855-453. Coming up, the latest out of Venezuela. They're saying that it is the worst collapse outside of war, basically. When you compare Venezuela to other countries, basically, with the exception of countries decimated by bombings, Venezuela is the worst collapse on the planet. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. has reached an agreement with Mexico and Canada.
I'm pleased to announce that we've just reached an agreement with
Canada and Mexico, and we'll be selling our product into those countries without the imposition of tariffs or major tariffs.
Addressing a realtors' convention in Washington, D.C. on Friday, the president says this will help pave the way for the completion of a new North American free trade deal. Severe weather is threatening the nation's midsection heading into the weekend. The National Weather Service says a line of powerful thunderstorms packing large hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes will stretch from South Dakota all the way down to Texas. As many as 50 million people could be in the path of the potentially dangerous storms. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow ended down 100 points to close at 25,763. The NASDAQ lost 82. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on air call in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those rooms. We'll join you, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And don't forget, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Just go to Bitcoin.com to get started. You can, of course, learn about how to choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and they'll show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. Plus, very soon, you're going to be able to buy Bitcoin Cash directly through Bitcoin.com's new local.bitcoin.com. They are launching a competitor to Local Bitcoins, which has long time been a major site on the internet for purchasing Bitcoin BTC. So local.bitcoin.com, which launches officially on June 4th, is going to allow you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash, either in person or via various different methods online. And from what I understand, they're going to be doing it where there's no know your customer requirements to create an account on the site. So you can sell your crypto, your Bitcoin Cash there without having to show the site identifying documents, that kind of thing, which is very, very cool.
Did Local Bitcoins require that?
Yes, they do. They were ordered by the Finnish government to impose KYC upon all of their sellers.
So
I would have just told Finland they were Finnish.
Yeah, I'm wondering why they didn't just either kick Finland from their...
I think they live there.
Or, Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think that's where it's based.
Oh, yeah. If it's the government where you're based, that becomes very difficult, although you can always dissolve the corporation and reform it somewhere else.
I suppose they could. In this case, they went ahead and jumped through the hoops. And so local.bitcoin.com will allow you to, from what I'm told, you'll be able to have encrypted conversations with the buyers and the sellers, so seller and buyer talking to where the site doesn't even know what's being said, which is very interesting. So there's a lot of privacy aspects that are going to be baked into local.bitcoin.com from day number one. And right now, it's open for registration. So you can go right now to local.bitcoin.com, register your account. You can even post, a sales advertisement. So if you have Bitcoin Cash to sell, you can post that, but you can't actually, nobody can buy it from you yet. The official launch date is going to be June 4th.
Is Bitcoin.com out of Hong Kong or Japan?
I don't know where its organizational documents are from, I was told where they're hosting this week when I was there, and I don't know if I'm
I wouldn't say anything if they haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wondering if it was made clear on the site or something.
Yeah, I can tell you this. It's not being hosted in Japan, which is where their main offices are.
Okay.
So it's being hosted elsewhere. It's not being hosted in the U.S. I'll tell you that. So go to local.bitcoin.com and sign up for your account there. That way you're ready to get rolling once they officially start this thing on June 4th. So let's see here. We were going to get into Venezuela, and if you want to comment on whatever's on your mind, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And again, another story here from the New York Times, which is where we were earlier tonight with the piece that you were sharing, Chris. This one from Anatoly Karmanov, based in Venezuela. Zimbabwe's collapse under Robert Mugabe, the fall of the Soviet Union, Cuba's disastrous unraveling in the 1990s, the crumbling of Venezuela's economy has now outpaced them all. Venezuela's fall is the single largest economic collapse outside of war in the last 45 years, say economists. Quote, it's really hard to think of a human tragedy of this scale outside of civil war, said Kenneth Rogoff, a economics professor at Harvard University and former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. He said, quote, this will be a touchstone of disastrous policies for decades to come. To find similar levels of economic devastation, economists at the IMF pointed to countries that were ripped apart by war, like Libya earlier this decade, or Lebanon in the 1970s. But Venezuela, at one point, Latin America's wealthiest country.
Yeah, I was just about to say, isn't Venezuela, or at one point, wasn't it its wealthiest entity?
They had a lot of oil wealth.
And they still have the oil.
They're
failing to, they're failing to keep it maintained, the systems.
That's right, government is
to actually exploit that.
It's amazing.
Well,
to me,
it's not amazing. It's the failure of centralized planning, right? Like they nationalized the oil industry and then, of course, failed miserably.
It's amazing to me that they let it happen. I guess. I mean,
Well, what do you do when men with guns come into your, your business and say, "This is ours now"?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, this happened with
finding a job
to thunderous applause in Venezuela.
Initially, it did. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they and
seize
also
the means of
thunderous
production.
Applause in America. Bernie Sanders,
was talking about.
He said it was more likely to be able to achieve the American dream in Venezuela than you were in America. This was when Hugo Chavez was in office.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your comments on those words, Bernie Sanders, if you're listening.
Oh, Sanders has been confronted about his position on Venezuela. I'm pretty sure his position is that, well, they did it wrong.
Yeah,
put him in charge.
But the thing is, they did it wrong while he was saying all along, you're doing it right, you're doing it right, you're doing it right.
Yeah.
So what has he learned? How has his policy changed since he's seen policies fail in Venezuela?
It's interesting because Venezuela has not collapsed overnight. It's taken...
Oh, it's a mess, yeah.
I remember 20 years ago,
mess.
Probably more than 20 years ago even at this point.
20 years ago it was doing all right.
Compared to today, but
Chavez took office
declining.
16 years ago.
They've had inflationary issues for a very long time, and socialist policies that led to those inflationary issues going back 20 or more years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gotten really, really bad in the last five. to a point where basically, you know, things are collapsing.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's not. This is not something that just happens overnight. It takes a long time. So everybody who's out there who's voting for socialism in the United States, just remember, it's not going to be the ends tomorrow. No. It's going to be 20, 30 years down the road.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to take.
And we're going to end up in the same boat.
Right. It takes time for them to go around and nationalize a bunch of industries and then take a successful industry and watch it fail. Because once you take a business and you take it out of the hands of the people that created it and put it in the hands of, you know, careless bureaucrats who have no connection whatsoever to the marketplaces that they're supposed to be serving, then you watch those businesses spiral down the drain. Ultimately, at the same time, the government in Venezuela printing out money hand over foot. I mean, just continuing to run the printing presses at maximum volume. All of these things damage the economy, and like you're saying, it takes time for that damage to really start to manifest in people's lives in the form of, in the case of Venezuela, missed meals.
Yeah, I remember in the late 90s and early 2000s, people who were fleeing Venezuela, and you know, people think that that's what people are doing today, but it actually goes back a lot longer than that, because all the people who were in business, the people who made Venezuela successful, they were leaving 20 years ago. There's nobody left in Venezuela who's capable of operating these businesses, and that's what happens when you implement socialism. The people who are capable and they are successful, they leave. You can't steal their business from them and expect them to stay on. And this is how we get to this point. It's not something, you know, it's way too late. You're not, even if you switched over to democracy today, I shouldn't say democracy, but to a more of a capitalist system, you're not going to be able to solve the problem overnight, because you're going to have to give it enough time where people maybe, assuming you can even attract them back, but why would somebody who has left want to come back?
I don't know.
It's you know, crazy. They have capitalist systems elsewhere. They've already started new businesses elsewhere.
People generally.
Well, maybe they're still refugees. Maybe they're part of one of those refugee trains that Trump is complaining about.
Maybe, but we know a lot of refugees, a lot of people who flee.
Some of them left a long time ago. Yeah,
we know a lot of people who flee from other countries, socialist countries, start businesses in the United States and elsewhere. So I don't necessarily know that, you know, somebody's going to want to go back just because they, you
some
know, go
do
back
because they have family there. That's usually sometimes, the main reason.
Sometimes, but
why?
I would think it would be a lot smaller percentage, especially when somebody starts a business somewhere else.
Right. I mean, you'd think they'd want to get their family out and bring them
right,
to wherever
right.
they're coming. But anyway, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about the fall of Venezuela in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. If you want, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the absolute devastation in Venezuela and how, according to a recent study the New York Times is reporting on, it is the worst collapse, excluding war. Like, so if you exclude the countries that were just destroyed by bombs and destruction, physical destruction by war, Venezuela is the worst collapse in the last several decades, and we can continue with more about that here in a moment. Also, I want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. This is a place where you can go if you are a liberty-minded person, meaning you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and that you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you really ought to have the thing that you do listed over at liberty.menu. It's a free business directory, basically, for libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, and it's great. It's really easy to use. In fact, we talked about ForkFest. The creator of liberty.menu is a ForkFest attendee. His name's Patrick, and he actually created an event on liberty.menu, to which you can RSVP. So if you're like you and I, Chris, and we're not on Facebook at all,
nope.
You still want to you still want to RSVP to something, because it used to be people made Facebook events for these sorts of things. This is a way for anybody to RSVP to an event. You can list your events on liberty.menu. You can list the business that you have, or maybe the digital content that you create. There's different categories for the things that you're involved in. So get on over there. It's free to use, so really there's no reason not to, unless you don't want people to know that you are liberty-friendly. So check it out over at liberty.menu. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Also, I do want to say quickly thank you to Syracuse Joe, it's Syracuse. It says here Syracuse, but I think that might mean Syracuse. Anyway, Syracuse Joe, he's a silver amplifier with the AMP program. That's a way for you to support what we do here on Free Talk Live for $5 a month to help us get on more radio stations, crossing recently the 200 station threshold, the milestone, big deal for us. So thank you to everybody who amps the show, including Syracuse Joe. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to help us with that. It's $5 a month. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin BTC. at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the tragic situation there in Venezuela. It's something that we've been reporting on here pretty closely, or at least as closely as we I think we can do, given that we're, you know, thousands of miles away.
Not close.
And that to some extent we do rely on the media reports coming out of there. And some would say that the media is propaganda, that there's two different sides of propaganda coming out.
Oh, yeah.
There's the pro-Maduro, pro-government Venezuela side that's just like, oh, everything's fine here. Look at all the food on the grocery shelves. It's wonderful. And then there's the other side, which is the side that you see most. Mostly, which is that there's not much food on the shelves at all. It's hard to get the most basic food items. The country, of course, is experiencing hyperinflation, and that's something they can't deny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a mess. I mean, it is just absolutely horrible.
But they try to blame it on a guy running a website in Florida. He's causing the hyperinflation. You remember that
That's
story?
Right. That's right. Actually, it was Alabama. The guy lives in Hoover, Alabama. And
oh, that sucks.
And he runs the website DelarToday.com. That's the site you're talking about, Rich, and it is a very interesting site where it shows you basically the inflation rate, and they give you the black market price of a dollar. So if you go into Venezuela and you use the black market, you get way more bolivar for your dollar than you would if you use an official place like a bank or something.
Are
like
you
that.
Looking at it now?
Yes.
What's the price of a bolivar right now?
The Bolivar Soberano, which is the third iteration of the bolivar in 20 years, is currently approximately 5,706 bolivars for one U.S. dollar.
How many again?
5,706.
Wow.
To one.
And that doesn't sound too bad until you consider that Venezuela has had at least two devaluations of their currency.
That's right.
One was 10 to the third or 1,000. They divided their currency numbers by, and the other was 10 to the fifth. So that
right.
would be
the most recent
that would
one
be 100,000
five zeros.
Right.
They
and so what that zeros. Means is if you went to bed with $100,000 in your bank account or 100,000 bolivar in your bank account, you would wake up the next morning with one.
It's crazy, and it just keeps getting worse. In fact, I'm trying to pull up the official exchange rate, because the government sets a specific exchange rate, which is, of course, in no way, shape, or form close to what the reality is. And we'll see if we can find that for you later.
So 5,000 plus 10 to the 8th.
Yeah. So we go on here.
That would be 50 billion...
You're comparing
bolivar
today's bolivar to
a dollar without the devaluations.
Yeah.
Adjusting for the devaluation.
That's crazy. So back to the story here from the New York Times on Venezuela's fall. But first we go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Oh, yeah. I examined the chessboard looking for an opportunity to do damage to the enemy, and I found a perfectly legal chess move when I got an email from the government-run indoctrination center. The bureaucrats are telling us about the survey that students are going to be given on May 21st. And I looked over the survey form and is asking, like, are bullies picking on you? Are you getting beat up? Have you ever been raped and stuff like that? And they need to know, like, where to allocate their resources to stop that sort of thing. You know, because that sort of thing is a violation of your rights if they're doing that, if people are doing that. And so that part of the survey I didn't have a problem with. But then they're asking, like, about what kind of drugs you use and whether you're doing unprotected sex and that sort of thing, which is, a invasion of privacy. And also, so what I did was I sent a letter to the Hudson Litchfield News, and it came out today. The closing paragraph says, other questions are none of their legitimate business, such as personal drug abuse, which does not violate anybody's rights. Mm-hmm. Unless you want the state to prioritize Hudson and Alvern High School for grants to crack down on such activities, always answer that you never do those things. Let the enemies of liberty think they have won. They could totally eliminate drug abuse in public school by eliminating public school, which is the orthodox libertarian solution.
That would solve the school shooting issue too.
These surveys are not being done by kids who don't care, and they're basically just bubbling in like drawings and stuff, as opposed to actually filling them out correctly.
So
out of them is not accurate at all.
Yeah, or there's the people who don't care and they're afraid of telling the truth, right? Because you don't know if they're monitoring you.
I doubt a single kid has actually answered those questions.
Honestly, there's some of them who have, but you don't know how many of them. You have no idea.
Can I point something out here?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, that it says it asks for your height and weight. Like, how tall are you? And maybe they're looking at obesity issues, but it asks for your height and weight and does not allow you to use metric units. So, like, what's up with that? You know, it's like they're trying to harass people who prefer to – they're trying to deprive future generations of the blessings of the metric system. And so this is, totally wrong. And so I think my letter will have ruffled a few feathers among some bureaucrats anyway.
I had a physics professor tell us we could use whatever units we wanted on a quiz one time, so I turned it in with all of my velocities noted in furlongs per fortnight.
That was...
A fortnight's 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Well, how much is a furlong?
I don't know. Given a book, I can look it up.
I had a boss tell us we had to measure all this lumber, and he said, no metric, Tom, no metric. I understand. Okay, no metric. And so I told him how many gallons of wood it was.
You should have really blown his mind by telling him that every measurement is a metric.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's actually hard to find. During Tom's call, I was looking to see if I could find a converter between the Bolivar Soberano and U.S. dollar, and I haven't been able to find it yet. Even though the Soberano, the so-called sovereign Bolivar, has been around for most of a year, it came out in August of 2018, a lot of these converters are still on the old Bolivar Fuerte, which was the one that came prior to it.
Wow.
So it's actually really difficult. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hour 3 is next.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.